Hey, I'm Lady J of Canadian Aid Country here on CJMQ 88.9 FM. On the phone with me is the lead vocal Scott Patrick of Canadian group Wyatt. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Not bad.
Good.
So, Scott, I am totally aware that you boys won the Capital Hoedown Showdown on our stage contest where 101 acts were participating. Wow. Now, tell our listeners where this takes you from here. But first, can you tell us where you guys began and how you guys began, and then tell us where this contest will take you?
Sure can. We're all based out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, actually. And Danny and myself, he's the guitar player, met up about 7 years ago, I guess, and started forming the band. And the other two guys, Bray Hudson on drums and Cam Ewart on bass, have been with us since 2007. So we've been together for about 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we've been plugging away here and out in Western Canada and been waiting for an opportunity to get out east, out your way. So we entered the contest thinking that would be a perfect opportunity, and we were, you know, lucky enough to get in the top three to come audition out in Ottawa.
Oh, wow, that is neat.
Yeah, so it was exciting for us. We were very grateful to our fans that voted. They had over almost 200,000 votes cast in that contest in over 3 or 4 weeks, so we were pretty overwhelmed by the response that we had.
Now, you have, like you said, you've toured in Western Canada.
Yes.
And you've shared the stage with American country singers like Jason Aldean, John Rich from Big and Rich, and, of course, Canadian boys Emerson Drive and Aaron Pritchett. What was it like sharing a stage with all those big acts like that?
It was a great opportunity. The opportunity we had with John Rich was a special moment for us because it was at a club that we were playing at. So it was a real informal thing. He was playing in town that night and showed up at the club and came up in between sets and said hi and bought us a drink and wanted to, you know, ask if it was okay if he came up and did a couple songs in the next set. So that was an overwhelming night, and actually the guys from Emerson Drive were opening for them, I believe, so they were there too. So it just ended up, you know, he went and did a couple songs and just brought the house down, and then Emerson Drive and the boys came up and we ended up jamming, you know, into the wee hours of the night. So that was a great opportunity.
What an experience.
Yeah.
Now, I also understand that you've been in music videos for Derek Rutan and Jason Blaine.
Yes.
How did that come about for you guys?
Actually, the director, Tony Hrenchek from Fahrenheit Films, he's based in Saskatoon here, so he had met us, and just so happened that the first video Derek Rutan was shooting, so he asked if we would come on out and shoot the video, so we did that. And then through that, we got the video for Jason Blaine. So it was just through that connection there. The one with Derek Rutan was shot in the dead of winter, and we drove through a storm to get through to that one. And then shot the video in a very cold, cold, unheated warehouse all day.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'd probably be shivering.
Yes, yeah. It was about minus 30 out, and inside it wasn't much warmer.
Oh. And your latest release is called The Mess in Me.
Yes.
And it's a great beat, sounds awesome. Did you guys personally pick this for your next release, or was it just a random pick by others, your producer or whatever?
No, we usually have control of, you know, which singles we release. It was between, we had two picked out. We had that one and Devil in Cowboy Boots is another song that we had written. And both of those I had written with a friend of mine, Troy Coco, who wrote Pickup Truck for Shane Yellowbird.
Okay.
So, so we really liked the song, thought it would do very well on radio, so we had a hand in picking that one. It did very well for us.
Now, can you explain a little bit about the meaning of that song so that the fans can understand what story you're telling us?
That one there, we were trying to make kind of a... I remember Troy had brought the idea of, you bring out the mess in me rather than the best in me. So we were kind of trying to work on, you know, making a, you know, kind of a tongue-in-cheek kind of breakup song, you know, from a guy's perspective. So that's what we came up with. So I thought the title was great. We had a lot of fun writing that song.
Yeah, it's very, very awesome to listen to. Actually, I was listening to it yesterday.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you like it.
Yep. And now I understand that you also have been down in Nashville, and you've worked with writer slash producer Noah Gordon.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about your Nashville experience? What's it like to be down in Nashville and working with well-known writers and that down there?
It's a great experience. It's a great learning experience because you get to go down to Music City, right? And yep. I mean, that's where all the big writers, all the big acts are from or are situated now. So it's, you're just surrounded by music and by such great talent. Mm-hmm. And the humility of all the artists there and the players and the producers and stuff is unbelievable. So they just welcome you with open arms and are really eager to make, you know, the best record or the best song that you can possibly make. So it was a great learning experience. I can't wait to get back there.
Oh, great. Now, are you guys planning on doing some tours down in the States, or are you just going to focus on touring from the west coast of Canada to the east coast of Canada?
We're focusing on Canada right now, just, you know, looking at getting out to all the places across our own country, and then we'll take a look at the States for sure.
Okay. Now, here's a question that I like to ask all the artists that I interview. When you heard your first song or your first couple of songs on the radio for the first time, what did you guys feel? Like, was it a shocker, or to be heard between, let's say, Emerson Drive and Aaron Pritchett?
Yeah, well, it's surreal at first because you're like, oh, wow, that's me. I forgot. You know, and you hear your song next to artists that you love, and it's like, wow, this sounds pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I remember driving down the street in Saskatoon here, and it was like, you know, you're pulled up at a stoplight, and you feel like opening your windows and going, that's me on the radio right now, that's me. So it's a cool feeling.
I bet it is.
And it doesn't change. It doesn't matter how many singles you release and stuff. It's still pretty cool.
Now, also, do you guys have, like, an inspirational group that you really, you know, that you thrive by? Like, is it Emerson Drive or the old influences like Waylon Jennings and Ian Tyson or Hank Snow?
We all, like, every guy in the band draws from different musical kind of preferences and style. Like I like a lot of the 80s kind of rock stuff, like Bon Jovi and Def Leppard and that, the stuff that I grew up on. So I like a lot of that 80s kind of rock. So that kind of comes out in the music as well. And we got guys that, you know, like rockabilly music and metal. It's all sorts of, it's funny because when we get together and talk about music, it's like we have our country influences. Like I like some of the old stuff. I mean, I grew up on AM radio, so you had a lot of the older styles, like your Waylon, Willie Nelson and all that, Johnny Cash that you grew up on.
Yep.
But then also, you know, the influences of pop radio as well. So it's interesting when we get into the van and we're touring around just talking music that we like.
Okay.
Because it's a variety of styles and preferences for sure.
So all those influences are basically put all together in one basket for your country style music.
You bet, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you bet.
Now, back in April, you guys won Group of the Year at the Saskatchewan Country Music Awards, am I right?
Yes, yeah.
Now, how did you guys feel by getting an award for Group of the Year? And it's not even the CCMAs yet.
That one's always an honor. Like, we've won the Group of the Year. We've won that award for the last 4 years. So, I mean, it's good. We get to carry a torch for our province, and we're proud of where we come from. So it's always good to be, you know, be commended for that and to take that, you know, everywhere in Canada if we can.
Yeah, that's neat. Now, are you guys going to be at the CCMAs this year?
We're not sure this year. They're out in Hamilton, so it's a bit of a trip for us. We're still looking into, we'd like to be able to come out there. But we just have to look at our schedule and stuff. We're going to be preparing for a new album right away here, and that's going to be happening around the same time. So if things work out, we will be out there. We're going to try our hardest for sure.
Cool. I'll be watching for you guys for sure.
Awesome.
Now, since you mentioned that you're working on a new album.
Yes.
Writing songs and whatnot. And I hear that you're being working with Willie Mack.
Yes. Yep.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about working with Willie Mack and give us a heads up on what to expect on your new album?
We started working. We met Willie actually back in 2007, I believe, at a CCMA's in Regina, Saskatchewan. So we met him and kind of got to know him. He really dug our music. So we ended up going up shortly after that and writing with him in Nashville. And we wrote the song Questions off our album, which the band love. We all love that song. It's probably one of our favorite songs. So he wrote a couple with us on the on our last album, If I Had a Dollar, and we've been writing kind of ever since. So we get together on Skype online and write songs. So what to expect of this next album? We're right in the ground level right now, so I'm not sure what to expect just yet. We'll see how the songs come out. We're just writing songs and sifting through songs and going to pick the best ones and see where we go from there.
Okay. Now, is there going to be, like, any duets, or have you done any duets with anybody, or is that in the plan in the future?
We haven't really thought of that, to be quite honest. Now that you brought it up, that sounds like a great idea. We haven't thought about it.
Oh, no.
No.
Well, it'll be...
We should definitely think about that.
Yeah, it'll be neat.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool.
So, your other two singles that you mentioned, you said Questions and...
Yes.
What was the other one?
We had Bethany. Ride On was another one that we released off of this album.
Okay, now can you talk to us a little bit about those two songs? Like, what's the story behind them?
Questions. That one's kind of a, you know, your typical kind of broken-hearted breakup song. I always love writing those songs for some reason. I don't know why. It just happens. And that one, Willie kind of had a chorus idea and a bit of a story with it, so we kind of just went with that and wrote that song in probably 3 hours and took it back home and played it for the band, and we just got right into it right away. It was just, you know, it was our song right away. Ride On was written by a few writers in Nashville, and Gordy Sampson, who's a Canadian, who wrote, was one of the writers on Jesus Take the Wheel for Carrie Underwood.
Oh.
So they had pitched that song to us, and we had... We heard it and really thought that it was, you know, our sound. What the song was saying was, you know, what we wanted to say. So we picked that one. That was the only pitched song that we put on the album out of about 60 to 80 songs that we heard.
Hmm.
So that one stuck out for us, and we thought it was a great song, so we were more than happy to do it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And now the following question is a sure question that I always ask artists that I have interviewed in the past. And the results is that we hope to get to know a little bit of you personally.
Yeah.
What do you like to do to relax and unwind when you're not touring?
if the guys hear this, they're going to laugh. I play video games.
Oh, really?
All the time. I'm a video game nerd. That should actually be my job, is just testing video games.
Oh, really?
Because I've loved them since I was a kid. When Pong came out, and Commodore 64, the first Nintendo, all that kind of stuff. So that is what I do to unwind. I take my PlayStation 3 on the road with me if we're going on long trips, or I have my PSP in the van. That's what I do.
Well, that's a different way to unwind and relax.
Yeah, it's fun. I don't have to think. It's a good time.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
that's true. So on behalf of Canadian AA Country, here on CGMQ 88.9 FM, we thank you, Scott.
All right, thanks for having me.
Late night letter and lullaby. TV dinner on a Friday night. Pouring out my heart to Jim Beam. You bring out the mess in me. Mail's piling up, bills ain't paid. I haven't picked up the phone in days. Dirty laundry up to my knees. You bring out the mess in me. You hit me like a hurricane. And I'm digging through the pieces, picking up what remains. But all I can find is your memory. Baby, you bring out the mess in me.
second wind. Gotta get some feeling back again. This bed I'm in's a lonely place to be. You bring out the mess in me. I never saw it coming. You hit me like a hurricane. And I'm digging through the pieces, picking up what remains. But all I can find is your memory. Baby, you bring out the mess in me. Saw it coming. You hit me like a hurricane. I'm digging through the pieces, picking up what remains. But all I can find is your memory. In this bed I'm in, it's a lonely place to be. Baby, you bring out the mess in me. Late night letter.